The beginning of love is the will to let those we love be perfectly themselves. The resolution not to twist them to fit our own image. If in loving them, we do not love what they are, but only their potential likeness to ourselves, then we do not love them. We only love the reflection of ourselves we find in them. That's Thomas Merton. And that's a perfect introduction for today's practice, which is Loving Kindness, Part 3. Today we're going to move on to a friend, someone easy to love. So please take a comfortable seated position, whatever is right for you. A kind posture, upright, but not at all rigid. Balanced. Being gentle with yourself. Being kind. And allowing your eyes to gently close. And now scan your body for any tension, maybe in the shoulders, the back, anywhere you can find tension or holding on. Hover your awareness over that point and let it dissipate. Relax. Let go. And what won't go, allow to be. Dropping your attention into the heart center. Feeling what you can feel in the center of your chest. And noticing the breath here. Collecting everything into this point. And when your mind wanders, which it will, drop the thinking from the head back down into the heart center, gently bringing it back to this point. Breathing in and out. Visualizing the breath as warm golden light. Allowing whatever arises to be here. Looking at it with the eye of the heart. breathing in the warm golden light, healing, deeply relaxing. This light is universal love. And let's, for this period of time, believe in pro-noia, that everything in the world is unfolding for our benefit, that we are held in love. And now bring to mind a friend, a good friend, someone very easy to love, someone who invokes the feeling of love within you, a child, a friend, a pet, and sit them in front of you now. If you can visualize them, then visualize them sitting there. If not, just feel their presence in front of you, being with them as best as you can. Look into their eyes and see that they're looking into yours. Look deeply into their eyes. And feel this bond. And bring to mind your phrases. But this week we are sending out this loving intention from your heart to your friends. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe and protected. May your heart and mind awaken and be free. Repeating the phrases slowly, allowing them to travel from your heart on the beam of golden light, over into the heart of the one sitting in front of you. May you be happy. And really wishing for their happiness. May you be well. May you be safe and protected. May your hearts and mind awaken and be free. You can say two or three of the phrases, or choose your own. The things you sincerely wish for this person. And when you get tied up in your thoughts, notice that you're drawn back up into your head and drop the thought. Drop your awareness back down into your heart, feeling the breath, the golden glow of healing light, being sent out with the phrases. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe and protected. May your heart and mind awaken and be free, really connecting with the energy of sending this healing love. Maybe you can feel something, a warmth in your chest. If so, allow that to build. It doesn't really matter if you can't feel anything. It takes time. Just keep the loving intention going. The loving intention is all that is required. And it's normal to forget the words and to drift off. Just keep coming back when you remember. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe and protected. May your heart and mind awaken and be free. See your friend basking in the glow of your loving kindness. Warm, healing, filling them up, rejuvenating. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe and protected. May your heart and mind awaken and be free. When the mind wanders, just keep coming back to the breath and anything that arises in the heart center. Feeling what is present, repeating the phrases. Now, whenever you're ready, open your eyes and bring this lovely, peaceful heart out into this world, radiating loving kindness to all you meet. I want to give a very special thanks to Rose Patience for her very kind and generous pledge of financial support for this show. I'm truly humbled. Thank you, Rose. Come and meet her on the Mindfulness in Daily Life Facebook group, along with loads of other fantastic people. And please send this out to anyone you feel it might benefit. And if you haven't, please subscribe to these podcasts. See you for part 4 soon. In the meantime, try to practice whichever of these 3 practices greatest resonates with you. Loving kindness is an energy that builds into a very powerful force, but only with regular practice. Any questions? Come and get me on Instagram at mindfulnessman. Take care. Sending you loving kindness.